There is a local author who has just released a brand new book. It's called A Recipe for Family. And from Berry, we are catching up with the author. It is Tori Hashka. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Look, you're a fiction novel writer. Now, this isn't your first book. So let's just go through a little bit about you. Tell us about your author career.
Well, before I wrote fiction, I wrote cookbooks. I was a travel writer and wrote some cookbooks as well, and that was great fun. And then I had kids, and it became a little harder to travel. And so I write now in a genre which is known as food fiction, which combines two of the great things in my life, which is a good meal and a good story. So there are recipes peppered throughout the books, and food is almost like a supplementary character.
That's so cool. What a great combination of them both. And we were just saying that you've released your first novel a year or so ago, which was Grace Under Pressure. Tell us about that one.
So Grace Under Pressure is set on the northern beaches of Sydney, which is where I used to live before before I drank the tree change Kool-Aid. Grace Under Pressure is about a group of harried mothers who reach breaking point and ditch their spouses and start living together in a mum unit, in a village of women.
That is awesome. And then so this new book, A Recipe for Family, is kind of off the back of that one, almost following a similar storyline?
Well, it's set in the same world, and some of the characters from Grace turn up in the background.
Cool.
Hidden Easter eggs in it. But this one is about motherhood again. It's about au pairs. It's about compromises. And it's about comfort food. And I don't know how much you know about au pairs, but they're a sort of a strange phenomenon that, a lot of overstretched parents might consider at some point in time. They're sort of half a nanny, half an exchange student. It translates as equal to, but it's a situation that can be ripe for both exploitation and unfulfilled expectation. So that's one of the themes that I wanted to explore in A Recipe for Family.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So basically, we are chatting to Berry's version of J.K. Rowling.
Well, Berry's a very literary town. There are a lot of us around here. So I've found myself in great company.
And look, I think this is going to be a great one for the mums out there. It does have here that mum guilt features quite heavily in the book, which I think is something all mums would experience some form of.
Absolutely. Particularly after the last couple of years.
Yep.
I think we've all been asked by the world to perform multiple jobs at the same time.
Yeah.
And so this is just about a group of women trying to keep their head above water. And I really wanted to, explore the idea of, they say that you can't buy family, but can you rent it? And if you try, what happens?
Now, tell us, the book, has it been released and where can people find it?
Yes, it has. It came out this week. You'll be able to find it in all good local booksellers. If you are in Berry, then Wax Lyrical, live there. We'll definitely have some copies. And there'll be a launch that I'm doing on the 1st of September with Wax Lyrical and also another local author, Holly Wainwright, whose new novel is coming out in a couple of weeks. She and I are joining forces with Wax Lyrical and Social Life, the bar in Berry. We'll be drinking some cocktails, we'll be talking about food and stories and having a great time. So if anybody wants to come along, we'd love to see them there.
And you can sign their books for them?
Absolutely.
Oh, brilliant.
Awesome.
Brilliant. Definitely one to keep an eye on if you love your reading. The book is called A Recipe for Family. Make sure, though, that you get her other book, which is known as Grace Under Pressure. But it's a massive thank you to Berry author Tori Hashka for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.